ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय सुप्ति प्रबोधयो सन्दव आत्मनो गतिम आत्मदृक् पश्यन् वन्दम् समोक्षम् च मया मत्रम् न वस्तुतः सुप्ति प्रबोधयो सन्दव आत्मानुगतिमात्मदृक् पश्यन् वन्दात् समोक्षम् च माया मात्रं नमस्तुतः सुप्ति प्रबुदयो सन्दव आत्मनोगतिमात्मदृक् सुप्ति इन द स्टेट ऑफ कॉन्शियसनेस प्रबुदयो इन द स्टेट ऑफ कॉन्शियसनेस सन्दो इन द स्टेट ऑफ मार्जिनल एक्जिस्टेंस Atmanaha, oneself, Gatim, the movement, Atmadrik, one who can actually see the self, Pashyan, always trying to see or understand, Vandam, the conditional state of life, Cha, end, Moksham, the liberated state of life, Cha, also, mayamatram, only illusion, na, not, vastutaha, in fact, translation. Doing consciousness and doing unconsciousness and consciousness, and between the two, you should try to understand the self and be fully situated in the self. In this way, one should realize that the conditional and liberated stages of life are only illusory and not actually factual. With such a higher understanding, you should see only the absolute truth pervading everything. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The unconscious state is nothing but ignorance, darkness, or material existence in that consciousness state one is awake. And in the conscious state one is awake. The material state between consciousness and unconsciousness has no permanent existence. Therefore, one who is advanced in understanding the self should understand that unconsciousness and consciousness are but illusion. For they fundamentally do not exist. Only the Supreme Absolute Truth exists, as confirmed by the Lord in Bhagavad Gita, Maya Tatam Idam Sarvam Jagat Avayakta Murtina Matstani Sarvabhutani Nacham Teshavastitaha. By my and my unmanifested form, this entire universe is pervaded. All beings are in me, but I'm not in them. Everything exists on the basis of Krishna's impersonal feature. Nothing can exist without Krishna. Therefore, the advanced devotee can see the Lord everywhere without illusion. Omagyan timidanda syaganandana shalakaya chakshuram nitam yena tasmai sri gurave namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kramayam Dadati Svaparantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Parakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Sta Sri Rupam Sagajatam Raghudatam Vitantam Sajivam Sadvetam Svadutam Paijana Saitam Krishna Chaitana Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Vishakambitam Shah. Hey Krishna Karna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Ragapate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gurange Radhe Vindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sudhiri Pranamami Hari Pri Vanchakal Padru Vishra. Iceland. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Since the material body is sure, sorry, this is not the universe. Doing consciousness and unconsciousness, and between the two, you should try to understand the self and be fully situated in the self. In this way, you should realize that the conditional and liberated stages of life are only illusory and not factual. With such higher understanding, you should see only the absolute truth pervading everything. Hare Krishna. So, even from Srimad Bhagavatam, from the first verse on, we are explained that this word is mrisha. Mrisha means not real. Tejavari maridam yato vinimaya yatra. Three sargo, that's a material word, three sargo, the appearances in three stages. Mrisha is illusory. What does it say? Only because of him do the material universes temporarily manifest by the reactions of the three modes of nature appear factual, although they are unreal. So there's a whole huge world out there which is transcendental to that. We know that the major part of the creation is in the spiritual world, three quarters of it. Only one quarter is here. And but people in the material consciousness, they do not see this, they don't accept it. They say to you, maybe can you show me God? Why should God expose himself to somebody so foolish? He doesn't. Naham prakasha savasya yogamaya samabita mudo yamna vijanati, Krishna said. And Krishna, five times in Bhagavad Gita, he insults the whole world by causing the muda. Five times. In five verses. This is one of them. Because people, they just think that they're everything and whatever I see that's real and everything beyond is illusion. This is not so. This is not so. When Akbar the Great heard his favorite singer, Tansen, at the court in Agra, he fell into a trance. And when he came out of it, he said, how did you learn like this to sing? And he said, well, my guru taught me. Who is your guru? Haridas. Not Haridas Thakur, Haridas Swami in Vrindavan. I want to see him. He said, no, you know, he's not going to see any kings. King became angry. Maybe I should dress up as a beggar. That's a good idea. That's a good idea, Tansen said. Maybe that works. So he dressed himself as a beggar and arrived in Vrindavan, where Haridas was staying. Bowed down in his beggar clothes, looked up, and Haridas smiled and said, oh, Emperor of India. He knew. He said, I'm so glad you came. What can I do for you? So he said, my singer, Tansen, says everything he knows from you. Please, can you sing? He said, yes, I will sing. So he sang beautifully, gorgeously. The king fell into a trance, fell on the ground, practically speaking. When he came back, he said, my dear Haridas Swami, whatever you want, I give it to you. Do you want women? I can give you loads of women. Any amount. In perfect beauty, he said, no. I don't want to have any women. What about money? I can give you great wealth. I'm the Emperor of India. As much as you want. I don't want wealth. What about fame? You become the most famous singer in all of India. I don't want to have fame. Fame, like Lord Chaitanya, Nadana, Najana, Nasundarim, Kavitam, Vajagadisha, I don't want all this. Well, is there anything I can do? Yes. I saw today when taking bath, there's a crack in one of the steps at the Yamuna River. The king felt insulted, but he didn't say anything. What is this? I'm the emperor. And he asked me to repair a crack. For that you call somebody. Haridas smiled and said, it is not that easy as you think. Tansen, show him the crack. So they went and came to the ghat. The king stepped down. Haridas said, that's the crack. The king examined the crack and all of a sudden, the whole thing turned into Vaikuntha. Selbst wer aus purem Gold, with diamonds and all kinds of the whole gut was made out of gold, diamonds, precious metals, everything, inlaid, ivory, everything. The trees, gorgeous trees, swans were flapping by with their wings, pronouncing the songs of the Vedas, of the Samaveda. He was shocked that he entered the Gupta Vrindavan, the hidden Vrindavan. This is a good example of multidimensionality. What we see is only one thing, and it's very little. There's so much more. The same experience was shared by so many others. Rupa Goswami was sitting in Radhakund. He looked up, he saw some joyful noises. He looked up into the tree and he saw Krishna swinging with Radha and all the gopis in a beautiful swing, the shape of a fish. He entered Gupta Vrindavan. Many examples. How reality is not just one-dimensional or three-dimensional, it's multidimensional. The gopis could not see that Krishna was dancing with every gopi at the same time. Lord Brahma could not see that there were many Brahmas. And all of the Brahmas, when they came, they didn't see each other. That's another example. Lord Chaitanya danced, expanded himself in seven forms. Nobody could see except those who were highly elevated. So many examples of multidimensionality. There are in our scriptures. Reality is not so simple. What we see is only the lower part of the end. And therefore, the whole universal structure is mrisha, illusory. And scientists are studying mrisha. They're studying this. They spent $27 billion of creating this CERN particle accelerator to understand what is the origin of the universe. You can save your money. For €5, $5 you buy a Bhagavad Gita. And Krishna says, Aham Tvam Sarva Papibhyo. I'm the origin of everything. It's right there. It costs you $5. But they're so obnoxious, they're so hard-hardened, they're so stiff-necked that Krishna has to come at the time of death and break their neck so that they finally bow down to him. That's the situation. They're so stiff-necked, so ignorant of material nature. So we cannot see Krishna in ordinary consciousness. Krishna says, there's one verse in Bhagavad Gita. Let's have a look. Let me say that. I can't find it. I lost it. Vidaham samatitani vatamanani charjuna bhavishyan chabutani mam tu vidana kashana. O Arjuna, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I know everything that has happened in the past, all that is happening in the present, and all things that are yet to come. I also know all living entities, but me no one knows. That's what Krishna says. Deluded by the three modes of nature, the whole world does not know me, who am above the modes of nature. Knowledge of God is aparusheyam, it is called. Inconceivable for people in the material world covered by four defects, such as Brahma, Pramada, Vipralipsa, and Karanapatava, imperfect senses. And Queen Kunti, she is speaking this wonderful verse, Maya janan vikach chanam adhyadok sajam avyayam na lakshyasi muda drisha. She also talks about mudas. Natu natyadaro yata. beyond the range of limited sense perception, you are the eternally irreproachable factor covered by the curtain of deluding energy. You are invisible to foolish observers, exactly as an actor dressed as a player is not recognized. So people can't see. Yet, they try to understand God by sensual perception, through the mind and through the senses. And in this way, you have so many different types of religiosity. Even if you look at in the Bhagavad Gita, in the 17th chapter, verse number 1, let me just look it up for you. Give me a moment. There's a discussion on this subject. Bear with me, I'm getting there. Arjuna said, he inquired, "O Krishna, what is the situation of those who do not follow the principles of scripture, but worship according to their own imagination?" There you have it. Worship according to their own imagination. The whole world of religiosity, as long as it is based on sense perception, mental speculation, unless it's based on Shabda Brahma, it is simply a giant piece of mental speculation. You take any religion, mental speculation. It is what human beings conceive to be truth, which actually is not. And so Krishna says, O son of Bhart, according to one's existence under the various modes of nature, one evolves a particular kind of faith. And therefore there is so much strife and disagreement in the world of religion. Because I have my Jesus and you have your Jesus. And somebody else has another Jesus. There are more than 6,000 Christian congregations on this planet who don't agree with each other. Because it's based on concoction. Neither God can be understood, nor the pure devotee can be understood. Vaishnaviya Kriya Mudra, it is stated. He cannot be understood by mental speculation. And so, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that there are two types of living beings. One group is fallible, the other one is infallible. In the material world, everybody is fallible. In the spiritual world, everyone is infallible. And I'm above the fallible and the infallible. So what are the theologians are trying to do with their theological formula? What does it help? People will just fight like cats and dogs in thousands of years about who is true, all the way into the present time. Millions of people were exterminated in quest for truth, in the name of one religion. So the only solution is to take to Krishna directly, to hear from Krishna directly, because he knows. And so in our sampradaya, we accept only Shabda Brahma. We don't accept Pratyaksha, we don't accept Anumana, we just accept this one thing, namely Shabda Brahma. Scripture, Guru, Shastra, Sadhu. These are the criterion by which we accept truth, and everything else is simply hocus pocus. It's simply hocus pocus. Even in the Christian world, scholars know since the 19th century, since the mid of 19th century, all the way to even before that, Lessing, that there's a difference between the historical Jesus on one side and the Christ of the Church. These are two different things, the official Church Jesus. These are two different things. One is history, the other one is concoction. That's what it is, a giant piece of mental speculation. People are pious, they still follow. Some of them become still very advanced in spiritual life like great saints, but not because of the Church, in spite of the Church, basically speaking. Because they developed, due to their devotion, a considerable amount of knowledge. Because Krishna, he is available to anybody. He is not partial. Namom, naham, what is this verse? Namo sam ham sarva bhuteshu name dveshyosti na priya nibhajati. One who worships me in love, he is in me and I am in him, and I am given the knowledge by which he can come to me. So we have to go beyond religious formula, man-made religion. We have to go beyond that, and Krishna is very clear about that, even in Bhagavad Gita, in the verse 66 of the 18th chapter, Sarva Dharman Parityaja. Give mental speculation up. Give it up. Give even religiosity that's based on mental speculation has to be left behind. Mamekam Saranam Raja, and come to me. That is the position. We have to leave this behind. Mana Dharma. It is concocted by man and it doesn't help anybody. Mundane formula, no material formula can help a person to get out of the material world. No matter what we try, it's not possible to be saved from material existence by material formula, whether it's religious or whatever. Not possible. There's only one way, and that is to surrender to God and hear from him and serve him in love. In fact, there's only one religion in the ultimate issue, namely to serve God in love and devotion. Atasi Krishna Namadina Bhavet Graham Indriyai, not by the senses, Sevan Mukhi Hijivado, but by service beginning with the tongue. One can understand Krishna. That's the way to understand, no other way. And so the whole world, basically speaking, from our very beginning in the material world, why did we come here? Why on earth would somebody come to earth or to the material world where you have to go to the dentist, be born again, birth, old age, disease and death, and have to pay taxes and all the calamity in between? Why? Why did we come here? What is the answer? Mental speculation. If you go down the rabbit hole of material existence, you come down to this point of mental speculation, that we want to do it our way. In the spiritual world, nobody wants to do it his way. In the spiritual world, the modus operandi is that everybody wants to do it Krishna's way. And in this way, there's harmony. Like Prabhupada told us, there's only harmony in authority. There's only one God, not two. People may say in Christianity that Jesus is God. Where do they get that from? It is mental speculation. He himself said, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord is one, not two." It's in his own words. So the whole world is driven by this element of mental speculation. And we find this in our own life. We study our own life, it is always the tendency to be affected by mental speculation. Prabhupada said one thing, we think it is another thing. One time, famous example, one devotee said to Srila Prabhupada, "Srila Prabhupada, sometimes I'm thinking," and Prabhupada interrupted him and said, "Don't do that." Because he knew that he was on the mental platform. And we come to Krishna consciousness, what is it? You look at the glazy eyes of a young bhakta, particularly in Western countries. He's on the mental platform. Shall I, could I, would I, maybe I should, maybe not. But on the other side, but then again, maybe I should, maybe I should not. Mental speculation. The whole world is driven by this principle of mental speculation. And why somebody is a queen, somebody is a king, somebody is this, somebody is that. Why somebody wants to be a big rock star? Mental speculation. That's all it is. It is a mind. One famous rock musician, I won't name his name, Zappa. He sang, "What is the ugliest word, what is the ugliest part of the body? Some think it is your nose, some say it is your toes, but I say it is your mind." Not just our mind, his mind too. That's the dirtiest part of the body, because in the mind everything takes place. That's why we have to follow Vedic scripture, we have to follow Vedic culture. It's very important that we study Vedic culture. How to be a father, how to be a mother, how to be a wife, how to be a husband. We don't know how to be a brahmachari, how, particularly in Western countries, particularly in the United States of America. Lord Chaitanya said, the further you go to the West, the crazier people are. He was not talking about Gujarat. He was talking everything west of Gujarat. And so the element of mental speculation is all pervading. And so we have to take to culture. By Vedic culture we can very well understand how to be a grandfather, mother, father, husband, brahmachari, even sannyasi. We can understand. But if you want to have it our ways, we are heading for calamity. There was one famous incident, I will not name the names, there was a very important lady in our society from the very beginning. And at one stage, she decided to do her own thing, namely to start some sort of an ashram outside of the Los Angeles Temple in Oregon. And Prabhupada heard it and he asked her to explain it. And then she asked, what do you think, Srila Prabhupada? And Srila Prabhupada was quiet for a long time. And he didn't say anything. Because he knew she would do it anyway. And she did. And as if you read the biography, her life became difficult, almost a disaster. And that's what happens if we want to go our own way. We get into trouble, into big trouble. I remember when Prabhupada came to London in the very beginning, 74, we were all doing book distribution. And we were pretty good. At that time the Germans were the best book distributors in the world. So Shamashunda called us, he should come over, Prabhupada wants to see you in London. So we went there. And he asked this question, what is the most important verse as soon as we entered the room? And one devotee, his name was Haraka, and it was myself, we both lifted up our finger. And we repeated like parrots, because we were traveling together and we just had read Chaitanya Charitamrita, we repeated like parrots almost, enthused by Prabhupada, Yada De Kata Ka Krishna Upadesha. And Prabhupada said, that is a fact. That is the most important verse. But what does Upadesh mean? And he looked at me, I didn't know what to say. He said, Upadesh, Desham Chila Prabhupada means land. He said, that's true, but Upadesh, what is it? I didn't know. So he said, Upadesh is a supreme instruction of Krishna, like we have Upadesham Rita, the Amrita, of the highest instruction of Krishna. That's what it means. And what is that highest instruction of Krishna? And again I was dumbfounded, he was looking at me. And he said, that sarva dharma prajaja, give up everything. Give up all mental speculation and come to me. And we have to learn this one principle. We have to give up mental speculation and take shelter in Krishna and in scripture. And not listen to our mind. And then he said something very important. He said, not only that you sell my books and distribute them, you also have to read my books. And that, I have to admit, that instruction I flaunted very much so in my life. I didn't read regularly like we are supposed to regularly read. Now I do. If I would have taken that instruction from Srila Prabhupada, right from his lips, and read every single day, 1 hour, 2 hours, my whole life would have been different. I have to admit that. My whole life would have been different. But I didn't. I was speculating, busy doing this, being that, opening temples, so many things. All service, but what about that one? Just see the power of mental speculation. It gets you into huge trouble. Into huge trouble. We have to hear from Srila Prabhupada. And when we read Srila Prabhupada's books, Srila Prabhupada is sitting right beside us. It's an excellent way, the best way to associate with Srila Prabhupada is to sit down and read his books. The best thing. Just like when we chant Hare Krishna, we associate with Krishna. When we read Prabhupada's books and it's perfectly associated with Prabhupada. We are safe if we do so. And if we don't, we end up into so many difficult ideas. Like I went to America, to all places, Alachua. Is that what it's called? So, one person, old devotee, said something. I said, well, that's not what Prabhupada said. That's your idea. I have not read it anywhere. And he said, well, I said, what's your love for Prabhupada? He said, I love Prabhupada. I just don't like what he says. Alachua, United States of America.
It's a nice place.
Huh?
It's a nice place.
So if you love Prabhupada, we have to hear Srila Prabhupada. And I know reading is difficult, therefore for myself, I write, like to read early in the morning. Some rounds and then reading. Regularly Srila Prabhupada's books is important. Because everything is in Srila Prabhupada's books. Everything is explained. Even the big issue in our movement, the so-called women's issue, you read Prabhupada's books. There's no need to comment on it. I gave a lecture in Mayapur and I had a classical verse that people were expecting me to go on my sandbox and start speaking. And I said, there's no need to comment on this verse. Everything is already in the purport. And I talked about related things. Everything is in the books. Traditional family has worked since thousands of years, since millions of years. It works in the spiritual world. Radha plays her role. Is Radha saying, my dear Krishna, why are you standing on the battlefield of Kurukshetra? I want to do the same thing. And why all the universes are coming from your pores? It's happened to me as well, Krishna. You're not very modern. This is old-fashioned. She doesn't. She's expert in 50 arts. And all these arts are extremely female. That's her beautiful gift to Krishna. Her offering to Krishna is a female offering. So in that sense, everyone has to can offer something to Krishna, but it has to be according to one's position, because it is dangerous to follow somebody else's path. It is dangerous, very dangerous. I talked to one rather young girl the other day here in this little lane, Lover's Lane, how we used to call it, because so many marriages are made there, right in this little lane. And I asked her, Mother, what is your mother? What is your future? What's your plan? And she had some plans. She wanted to study this course and that course and that course. And by the end of the day, I said, and finally, she said, I want to be a GBC. I said, how do you do that? I said, well, I go to a GBC school, learn how to be a GBC and become a GBC. I said, Mother, why don't you get married? Oh, I don't think of that at all. I said, you will be not happy when you get old. It is natural for a woman to have children. In your youthful enthusiasm, you may think that you want to shave your head. It's premature. Don't do that. It's not wise. That's not what is recommended in Shastra. In Shastra is recommended that a man takes sannyas, going through vanaprastha and finally takes sannyas. No woman is taking sannyas ever in the history of Vedic tradition. Everybody has his place. Kurma the Brahmana wanted to go with Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya said, but you are married, you have children. Don't do that. Yara dekata ka Krishna Vadesh, that's where that verse was actually spoken, to Kurma the Brahmana. We stay right here with your family. And yara deka, wherever you go, tadakaha, you speak Krishna Upadesh. You speak that Krishna Upadesh. So we told him to stay home. So we have to have a reality check. Where are we? What is our position? Free from material conceptions or mental speculation, what is our position? And act accordingly. Act accordingly. That is the beginning of spiritual life. And we give up our false ego, our false conceptions. And it may take a whole life. It does take a whole life, I know for myself. To come down from one's throne and listen to the Vedic version, to what Krishna says, what Lord Brahma says. Tene brahma vidaya adhika vayamu yantya surya. How the knowledge is coming from Krishna to Brahma, from there to Narada, from there to Vyasa, and from there into our time through the medium of Srila Prabhupada. That's the way to advance in spiritual life. And outside of that, there's only darkness. There's only mental speculation. Nothing of it will help us in spiritual life. It will simply perpetuate our material existence. If we do not hear Shravanam, if we don't engage in Kirtanam, in all these things, then where are we? What is our hope? There is absolutely no hope. Mugasa muga kamano muga jnana vicheta saha rakshasim asurim chaiva prakriti moinim shrita. Prakriti moinim shrita, we will be bewildered by Maya. Mugasa, all our hopes will be destroyed. Muga kamano, all our activities will lead to nothing. Muga jnana, whatever we know is nothing. It doesn't mean anything. Even if somebody is so famous, like Stephen Hawking, his knowledge doesn't mean anything. Mother Yashoda tried to bind Krishna. No matter how many pieces of rope she added, she could never reach Krishna. He was always ahead of her. In the same way, people try through this enormous particle accelerator to understand the origin of the universe. They will never be able to understand because Krishna is always one step, two steps, three steps, many steps ahead. We are limited. How can a limited living being understand God? And what is the conclusion? That God has a long beard. I went into a church in, where was it? Sofia. And in the apsis of the church was this gigantic picture. There was Krishna sitting on a throne with a very long beard. He looked like Saint Nicholas. And Jesus was sitting on his lap. That's not Krishna. Nava Yovanam Cha. Advaita Machutim Anadim Anantarupam Adyam Purana, although he's the oldest. Nava Yovanam Cha. He's young. So if you want to understand and experience God, we have to take knowledge about God, from God, and from his pure devotee like Lord Brahma, where this verse was spoken. And only, what is that verse? Churita bhakti lochanena santaksa deva rirayeshu yokayanti. When the eyes are anointed with the ointment of love, then one can see Krishna. One can see Krishna everywhere. Vasudeva savamiti samahatma sudula vaha. Such a great soul is very rare. After many births, bahunam janmanamante jnanamaman prapadyate vasudeva samiti. Very rare. So Srila Prabhupada, one of the last things he said when before leaving his body, he lifted up his hand, it was very peaceful. I looked at the hand, it was not trembling, not one finger was trembling, although he was already, he was on his way out. I saw my father die, I saw my brother die. Once you have seen it, you know when death is coming. And so he lifted up his hand, and everybody came closer. And he said, everything and moving and non-moving, there's nothing but Krishna, just like it says in this verse, there's only Krishna. This consciousness is called Krishna consciousness. Later on, he's all of a sudden said, Hare Krishna, he left. So he could see Krishna everywhere. Yomam pasyati savatra savam chamai pasyati tasyana pranashyati. One who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I'm never lost to him, nor is he ever lost to me. Why can people understand God? Because of their exalted spiritual status. Why can't scientists understand material nature? Because they're impious. They're impious. Impious scientists can never understand God, not even material nature, not even the universe, which is mrisha, illusion. Only by undivided devotion, Krishna says, can I be understood as I am standing before you. Therefore, tadvidhi pranipatina, you go to a spiritual master, render service to him. The self-realized soul can give knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. There you have it. He has seen the truth. So all of us who are assembled here today in Vrindavan, we are in a very, very, very fortunate position. How did we come here? It is due to Sukriti from past life. Some Sukriti is there, otherwise we would not be here. And here we are at the feet of Krishna Balaram, at the feet of Gauranga Nitai, at the feet of Radhe Shyam. This is the best place in the universe to be, besides Mayapur. And we can sing, we can dance, we can chant, we can eat prasadam, we can have darshan, we can associate with each other. So important. Prabhupada said one time, association of devotees is more important than chanting. Devotees were saying, Prabhupada, why do you say that? He said, because when you have association with devotees, you will chant. But if there's no association, you will stop chanting. And we have seen this in so many ways. Devotees go outside. You never see them again because of lack of association. So important to associate with devotees, to hear, to chant. And then gradually, gradually, by associating with Krishna, by associating with devotees, in particular the pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada, one becomes purified. And one comes to the stage of anatta nivritti by such association. And then when anatta nivritti is achieved, from there gradually the other stages all the way to love of God. Christians may say, repeating Jesus, you should love your Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strengths. There's nothing wrong with that. That's perfect. Savaipung Samparo Dharmo. What is the highest religion? Sudha Goswami was asked by the sages in Naimisharanya. Yato Bhaktiradhoksaji. To love God. There's only one religion. But how to come to the platform of love of God? That people don't know. We know. Because Rupa Goswami was instructed by Lord Chaitanya personally, by God Himself. All the way to love of God, the whole spiritual technology is revealed in our line. We can be very grateful to Srila Prabhupada that he's come to the Western world. Where would we be if he would not have come? He was hugely pious. We cannot even imagine. One single individual puts this all into action. You see this enormous temple rising in Mayapur. That's Prabhupada's piety. Millions of people will come. He has already influenced millions. He's indeed that personality predicted by Lodzhan Thakur in the 15th century that will come to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. And we are very proud, not for ourselves, but for Srila Prabhupada, that he has come into this world to save us all, his disciples and his grand disciples. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Hare. Have any question? Yes, Madhuri. Oh, yeah, we have to have a microphone. Too short. Come a little closer. What Lord Chaitanya told Koma Brahmana, wherever you go, you preach. That is the most important verse. And it's a fact. Preaching is the essence, Prabhupada told us. Very important to preach Krishna consciousness, because like everybody has a soft spot, one of my soft spots, Shrikant. Even if I have eaten up to here and somebody brings Shrikant, I will manage. Why do I have a soft spot? Everybody, somebody's crazed about this, somebody's crazed about that, somebody's crazed about women, somebody's crazed about men. Somebody's crazed about animals, a dog. Why is that so? Because Krishna has a soft spot. What is that soft spot? Yaidam paramam guyam bhakteshu. One who preaches his knowledge is most dear to me. No one is more dear to me than him, nor will there ever be one more dear. That's Krishna's soft spot right there. So therefore, we have to preach. And if you do so, it saves our life. It saves mine. It saves our life. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.